Thursday, friends. Welcome to Common Sense in the Dean's Office today, because we're talking about the Federal Reserve and inflation, which is something I'm about to go teach to my classes, so I thought I'd share with you first. The Federal Reserve had been talking about the possibility of lowering interest rates for the upcoming year. And they've walked back on that a little bit because inflation has not hit their target rate of 2%. 2% is what they look for because 2% is such that businesses make enough money to continue to expand and advance and stay in business and give raises and all that good stuff. But 2% added on to our bills is not something, it's not really significant for us. We're not going to notice if something costs 2% more. We're just going to keep going. But it has not been that way. In fact, it's been right under 3% is what inflation has landed at. And that's enough of a difference for the Fed to say, you know what, it's a little bit too soon for us to lower the interest rate. Now, why would they say that? Why would they not want to lower it? It's because right now we have been spending crazy. We keep spending and we keep, despite our complaints about inflation and rising prices and all those things, we do keep spending money. And when we keep spending money, demand for stuff inches up. And when it does, price levels follow. So that's been keeping inflation right above where the Fed wants it. And they have said that they are they're keeping track of things. So they know that they're not going to do this in a way that would force the economy into a recession or anything along those lines. They're tracking things very closely. And hopefully we could expect to see some easing of interest rates in the future going forward. So for right now, if you're going to buy it, make a big purchase on credit, I'd wait a little bit longer, let inflation come down, and then see if the Fed can't gift you for that with a lower rate. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's go use our common sense.
Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you. Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had oil wells in Texas to keep me supplied with money while I sit by your side. Every day of the week,